With this $100, which you get according to the rules of the platoon, help a buddy fund, we send you into civilian life with memory. Memories, memories. Remember your first 20-mile hike? Remember how your feet hurt and I used to let you wear sneakers? Did he ever pay for the rental of those sneakers?
No.
How much was that?
$8.
$8, that's right. Memories, memories of the barracks. Will you don't cry on the money. The memories of the barracks that you spend with your buddies. Did he pay the bunk tax?
$12.
Let me see, latrine toll.
140 times 10 cents, $14.
Smoking license?
$2.
What does that come to?
$28.
$28.
$28?
Jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Listen to that. Remember the fun we used to have at the Christmas party?
Yeah, what fun.
What fun we had. Do you remember you fell into the Christmas tree and knocked it over? What was the breakage on that?
$9.
$9. Memories, memories. Do you remember the bivouac?
Oh, the bivouac.
Was they fun with your buddy? How does he stand on that?
Rental a sleeping bag, $5. Tent and cooking utensils, $5. Permit to build a fire, $6.
Mr. Miller, what about water?
For water, you made him pay cash.
Oh, I see. Now, what does that come to?
$25.
$25 makes us even.
Even? But I...
Hello.
The money.
That's some fun. Help a buddy fun.
Yeah, it's easier to get money out of Fort Knox with a can opener.
Oh, wait a minute. What's with you guys? Greg Chickering is a civilian now. What would that $100 mean to him? It just put him in a higher tax bracket. And who gets the tax money? Uncle Sam. What does Uncle Sam do with the tax money? Spends it on soldiers. What are we?
Soldiers.
See? All I did was eliminate the middleman.
No.
Look, we got to replenish the welfare fund. Is that rookie here, the kid with the freckles?
Yes, sir.
We'll start a pool on how many freckles a kid has. Terrence Bedford. Well, you all got your bets down, Ritzik? You got your bet in?
Yeah. Now, you're sure you never saw this kid before?
Are you kidding? He's a recruit. He just checked in 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
We all
right, hold it. $15 from the boy is my signal corps platoon.
What number?
We'll take 175 freckles.
Put down a signal call, 175. Right. We all set it? Go ahead. Count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, Sarge! Wait a minute. I know, but look, come here. I just picked up this Detroit paper in the day room. The will of the late Abner Chickering, industrialist, to be read Wednesday. That's today.
Chickering?
Yeah.
Is that the kid that was...
Yeah, the uncle of Gregory Chickering, who used to be in our platoon. Look, here's his name. Gregory Chickering. He's one of the few heirs.
Gregory Chickering?
Yeah.
Gonna be a millionaire.
Hey, maybe he'll remember his buddies when a dough rolls in.
Are you kidding? The only thing he'll remember is the 4 years he spent with us and wound up broke.
Thanks to a certain sergeant who shall be nameless.
What do you want from me? How did I know he's gonna be a millionaire? He dressed like us. He ate the same food.
How else was he gonna dress?
Well, I mean, he gave no indications of being nervous. I mean, I've been around heirs before. The minute a Western Union boy shows up, they start putting on a black armband. I mean, I never even caught him once reading the obituary column. I read the obituary columns, and I come from a long, unbroken line of paupers. Hey, get $20 out of the welfare fund.
Right, Sarge.
Why?
Flowers. We gotta show him we want to share his grief.
Yeah, but, Sarge, it's too late to be nice to him.
What do you mean, too late? I was always nice to him. Didn't I treat him exactly like any other member of this platoon?
Yeah.
It's too late. Back to the present.
I, Abner Chickering, being sound of mind and body... bequeath to my beloved nephew Alfred and his wife Agnes my townhouse and all its possessions. To my loving niece Hester Reeves and her husband Carl, I leave my automobile. And finally, to my nephew, Gregory Chickering, who thought more of going into the army than learning the family business, I leave $1 and my pet pup.
$1?
And the parrot.
But I was one of my uncle's favorites.
Now, please. Now for the disposition. Mr. Chickering, here are the keys to the house. Mrs. Reeves, here are the keys to the car. Gregory, here's some seed for the parents.
Oh, there must be some mistake.
Cousin Alfred, it was you who said that Uncle Abner wanted me to go into the army.
Nonsense, my boy. Come, dear.
But you did.
It's too late for your tears, Gregory. 4 years in the army, and you didn't even write him one letter.
Not one letter. I wrote every single week, Hester. Cousin Hester, you always open the mail for Uncle Abner at the factory. Didn't you see them?
I never saw anything from you. Come, Carl.
But that's impossible. I wrote every week. Oh, Mr. Garner, they poisoned his mind against me.
Son, I wouldn't accuse anybody unless I had proof.
$1 to Paris. Isn't there anything I can do?
Gregory, as a lawyer, I must tell you, they have blocked all avenues of escape.
Oh, there must be someone I can turn to.
Well, I'm afraid it would take a special type of genius to outfox those cousins of yours.
Special type of genius?
Yes, a master conniver, an ingenious finagler, a man with honey on his tongue and larceny in his heart.
Then you know Sergeant Bilko.
Sergeant who?
Bilko, may I use your phone, please? Long distance? Give me Fort Baxter, Kansas.
Gregory, the legal fees on these will cases isn't as large as people think.
I understand. Reverse the charges, please.
Yes. All right, here's my $20.
Okay, here's my $20.
Is it a bet?
It's a bet.
Wait a minute. Get the conditions of the bet first.
You say that the next guy entering the barracks is going to have a ring in his nose.
Right.
A ring in his nose.
Bet him.
Hey, that's impossible.
Look, don't give me with the impossible. I'm dull. I don't care what I do. I'll bet on any crazy thing. Is it a bet?
Okay, it's a bet.
Hey, Sarge, you're in the wrong barracks.
Hey, wait a minute. He's the first guy who went to the barracks.
And he ain't got a ring in his nose.
Hey, we win.
Hey, Chump, we win.
Silly jerk, didn't I tell you to stay out of here till the bet was made?
But, Sarge, there's a long-distance telephone call from you.
From me?
Yeah.
Who's it from?
From Gregory Chickering in Detroit.
The millionaire?
Yeah.
The millionaire's car. Did I tell you? Sit away from that. Come on.
Now, Sarge?
Where is everybody? Here he comes.
All right, thank you. Hello, please. Hello, operator.
Yes,
this is Sergeant Bilko. I can't hear you. You must be calling ship to shore. His yacht may be in choppy waters. Hello, operator. Yes, I can hear you now. What is that? Will I accept the call?
You mean he reversed the charges?
So what? You can't put $100 into a coin box. Yes, operator, I'll be glad to accept those charges. Thank you. Hello? Hello, Greg. How much did you... Hiya, boy. Hiya, baby boy.
Ernie, you're the only one I can turn to. They just read the will and all I got was $1 and a parrot.
Gregory, when you're talking a little loud, it's a bad connection. I can swear I heard you say that all you got was $1 and a parrot. What? That's what you did?
Operator, there's some mistake about accepting the charge. You've got the wrong number. This is the San Francisco Opera Company. We're doing Rigoletto. Well, up here.
Sarge, listen. Maybe the kid is in trouble.
Yeah, why else would he call me unless he's in trouble? These things happen. Yeah, I'll take it. Go ahead. Greg, tell me the problem.
Sarge, I know my uncle loved me, but they poisoned his mind against me.
Look, Greg, if you're going to cry, cry after 6 o'clock. The rate's low. Now, pull yourself... Cry me the whole story. Go ahead.
Well, my cousin Alfred told me to join the army. And my cousin Alfred, she burned up my mail.
Which cousin was that?
My cousin Alfred, they gave me $1 of paracetamol.
Well, is the lawyer to be trusted? Come on, I gotta catch a train.
Hey, Sarge, are you really going to Detroit?
The least I can do, I gotta see that Chickering gets his legal inheritance.
That jerky kid, he's been with me 4 years. He'd think he would learn never to trust anybody.
Okay, Sarge, you're all packed. Okay. Now put it in the Jeep.
Now pack your bag.
Mine?
You're going with me.
Me?
Help!
Come on,
I gotta get some help around here. I'm dealing in millions.
Now, let me see. Now, who's got a 3-day pass coming?
Dolman and Fleischman.
Fine. That's great. I'm shooting for high stakes. I wind up with a pair of deuces.
All right.
Dobman, pack your bag. You pack your bag. You're coming with me to Detroit.
Detroit? I don't want to spend my 3-day pass in Detroit, son.
Yeah, listen to him. Didn't you ever hear of a Detroit FOB? You know what FOB stands for?
Sure.
Full of blondes.
Who's been talking to him?
He came here a sweet, innocent kid. Look at him now. A rake. Go on, pack your stuff.
Come on, Sergeant!
Why must I always keep bickering with underlings?
You heard the sergeant. Detroit. Now hurry up, Dobman.
Good boy. Now you pack your bag, Henshaw.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody in Detroit.
You know Dobman?
Yeah.
He'll be there.
All right. Oh.
Sarge, what plan are you going to use on those crooked cousins?
I've been thinking about it. Let me see. I think I got it. They just got newly rich, you know? They'll be suckers for culture.
That's it. I'll sell them an original Rembrandt.
Is Corporal Sam Rembrandt still with the kitchen platoon?
No, he was transferred.
Now, let's that out. Hey, have I got any of that phony South American uranium stock left?
Phony?
You sold it all to us.
Oh. I just wanted to see if you boys are alert.
Hey, Sarge, what about that stock?
Hold on to it.
But you said we'd make millions.
I just got a wire from the president of Peru. They're starting to excavate. The Inca people are helping. They've come down for the mines, and they're digging furiously.
Come on.
It's fine.
Come on.
Right. Come on. Come on, let's go.
Give me time. I haven't picked my comic books for the trip yet.
Train number 76, the Midwesterner from Omaha, will arrive on schedule on track 34. All passengers changing for Toronto, Saskatchewan.
It's nice, there he is!
Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey.
All you had to do was call, right?
Please,
here we go again with the bit. Come here.
Well, look, we haven't got much time. I got to find out all the information I can quickly. Now, your relatives. Where's Dolphman?
He's right over here.
Jerk, I told you to keep an eye on him. This is a big city. If they find him wandering around, they'll put him in a pound.
There he is.
Do you have Elvis Presley in outer space?
Stop. Stick with the group, like I told you. Stick with the group. Keep an eye on them. Now, look, I got to find out quickly. Your relatives, are they sporting people? I mean, will they bet on a fixed horse race?
No, they never play the races.
Oh, let's that out. How about this? Would they buy a mean coat without seeing it first? No. Well, I got to think. If I get the... Where's Dolphin? Did I tell you to keep an eye on him? Didn't I? Where is he?
Dolphin!
No, it's an even trade. Two Mickey Mouses for one Donald Duck, okay?
Come on, Donald, come on.
Sarge, I got the sucker about to be fleeced.
Oh.
Okay,
get
in here.
Okay.
All right, come on. Now listen, I'll tell you what, we'll stick with the group.
Hey, Sarge, did you see the way I handled
it? Oh, that was so clever.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
She took me.
What do you mean?
She slipped in a National Geographic. Oh. Hey.
You keep an eye on her,
Sarge. Did you think of anything yet?
Yes, Dolphin just gave me an idea. We'll make a trade.
A trade? What have I got to trade?
The parrot.
Cyclops?
Cyclops.
That's what they call him because he only has one eye.
One eye or not. They're going to be so anxious to get that parrot, they'll trade you anything to get it. Leave it to me.
I don't understand.
If you understood, it wouldn't be any good. Let me see. Where are your relatives now?
They're probably over at Uncle Abner's house.
I got the address and phone number, Sarge.
All right, check. Now, you, don't stop. Hold it. If you want to do any crying, go down to the Y where you're registered. We'll call you when we want you. Come on. Oh. Now, we got to move fast. Let's go. Come on, before she gets your uniform. Come on. Why don't you pick on somebody your size, miss?
Where to, Sarge?
First thing we do, we get out of these clothes, right?
Then
a quick rehearsal. You know how to take the pony punch?
Yeah.
Let me try it. That's it.
Let go.
Don't let them have it, Hester.
No, it's part of the estate. We got half the estate.
Don't think you could pull that. You're not talking to a sap like Cousin Gregory.
All we want is something to remember beloved Uncle Abner by.
Good. Then take the portrait.
Oh, I don't want that ugly old picture in my house. I'll take this.
Oh, no, you don't.
Who can that be? This house has been closed up for 2 years.
See who it is.
Oh!
Yes? Well, is there anything I can...
Shut up!
Oh. See here, you just can't break in.
Shut up!
Oh!
Just keep perfectly still, and nobody will get hurt.
There must be some mistake. This is the home of the late Abner Chickering.
Chickering? So that's the name Hard Rock went by, huh?
Hard Rock?
Shut up! Where is it?
Where is what?
Shut up! Wherever it is, I'll find it. I'll find it. That's for me. Hello. Yeah, this is a weasel. I didn't find it yet, but it's here, and I'll find it. Now, there's nobody here but a group of stupid relatives. What? Yes, now get ready to sail the minute I get it. We're off. You got the crew together? No ears? The beast? The hook? The rat? Don't tell anybody but the rat. He's the only one I can trust. Yes, I'll find it. Don't you worry. I'll find it and away we go with it. All right. All right, Hard Rock. I'll find it. If it's here, I'll find it. Thought you had the last laugh on me, didn't you, Hard Rock? I'm the last one of the gang left. You left me for dead on an anthill in the Gobi Desert. But you didn't figure on my wonder camel, Zimum, who nursed me back to health and untied me. And you're dead, and I'm alive.
And it ain't it. Yes, ain't it?
We've got to find it before he does. Find what?
Whatever it is your uncle hid from the rest of his gang.
Oh, gang. Uncle Abner was a timid little man. I don't think he ever left Detroit.
What? Whatever it is, we've got to find it first.
Yes.
She's right.
I'll
Hard Rock. Wherever you put it, Hard Rock, I'll find it. Don't you worry about that. I'll find it, Hard Rock. You're never going to outsmart me. Find what?
Well, if you'll just tell us what you're looking
for. Sheriff! Whoa! I'll get this straight right away. I'm not sharing this with anybody. I didn't travel halfway around the world. I didn't outwit 30 secret polices in different countries. No, sir, it's all mine. I'm the last one left. The last one left.
You were the last one left,
Wolf. Wolf Larson. Hello, Wolf. I didn't notice.
Ha! I wouldn't. Reach, Weasel. Grab some sky. Surprised to see me?
Surprised? Why should I be surprised?
No reason, except you push me into a tiger pit in the middle of Africa.
Now, look, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you thought those tigers would take care of me, didn't you? But one thing you didn't figure on, that I'd be saved in the nick of time by a passing band of friendly Mau Maus.
Oh, those friendly Mau Maus.
Yeah, they nursed me back to health.
Now, look, Wolf, you know I was under instructions from Hard Rock.
Shut up. Say your prayers.
Is this it?
Yeah.
All right. Wolf, let me go out like a man. Give me a cigarette.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Wolf. I knew you'd... Hand me that gun! Give me that gun! All right, say your prayers, Wolf.
All right, Weasel, kill me. Make the biggest mistake of your life.
What do you mean?
If you kill me, you'll never find Hard Rock's map of the island.
They don't know about the island.
They didn't hear me say nothing about Hard Rock's map of the island.
Keep talking.
I got half the map, see? And I'm the only one who knows where the other half is. If you kill me, you never find where Hard Rock buried it.
All right, Wolf. You bought yourself a pond. Where's the other half of the map?
Now you're getting smart. Right here.
This is what I've been... Come out in the next room. Wall's heavy, so
yeah.
Nobody move.
Did you hear that? Uncle Abner buried it on an island.
Yes. Buried what? It's ours. It's ours. Yes. What? I don't know. We've got to find it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we've got to find it.
Looking for something?
Oh, no. We're just straightening up the house.
Yes, sir.
We'll be out of here in a minute. Find a map.
Right. It's in the wall safe right behind this picture.
What wall safe? Are you double-crossing?
I swear to you, Weasel, I was told it was in a safe behind that picture.
Who told you? Was it the title?
Yeah!
He's a liar.
Yeah.
Let me see. Where did you get your half of the map?
From Hilda.
Hilda?
Yeah.
Hong Kong Hilda?
Yeah, that crazy hunk of stuff he used to sing in the half-gas joint.
Are you nuts? She's crazy China Charlie's gal. Why would she give you half of the map? If she gave it to anybody, she'd give it to crazy China Charlie.
Why dig him up just to give him a map?
What do you mean?
I had to. Weasel, he knew about the Duchess.
The Duchess? Who told him about the Duchess? Was it Noah Schmidt?
Who could tell Noah?
He heard it from me.
Crazy China Charlie. Look, Charlie, I want to talk to you.
Throw me your half of the map.
What good is half a map to you?
Because I got the other half.
Where'd you get it?
The Eskimo gave it to me.
The Eskimo. You never figure on the obvious. The Eskimo. Now, look. You don't want this half of the map.
Give me the map.
There's enough here for the rest of us.
There certainly is. $30 million worth of diamonds.
What?
$30 million worth of diamonds.
Quiet, they'll hear you. Now, look. I want to tell you something, Charlie. I always liked you. This may come as a surprise to you, but if I ever had a son... I was going to call him Crazy China Charlie Jr.
Give me the map.
The knife.
The map.
The knife.
The map.
I'll give you the map for the knife.
It's a deal. I got the map. I got the map.
I got the knife.
And I got a gun.
I'll give you the knife for the gun.
Drop the gun. Ow. Now to put the two halves of the maps together.
What's wrong?
Look.
It's just the outline of an island with an X on it and some crazy foreign writing.
There's no writing, no nothing. That's funny. Quiet. There must be a million islands. Maybe there's a clue in these maps where the island is.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, who did you kill to get the map?
Singapore Sam.
Singapore Sam. Hey, Weezy, did you hear that? Singapore Sam is dead.
Singapore Sam, wait a minute. Isn't he the one who works for?
Oh, no.
The fat man!
I'm gonna get out of here.
Me too.
Wait for me.
Wait a minute, man.
Silencio!
We were only trying to get...
Silencio!
Tell the fast...
Silencio!
Good evening. Well, well, gentlemen. So glad you could come.
Look, fat man, we wouldn't have
if a question. If we knew you were
Made me dirty an excellent pair of gloves. Now, what have we here?
Now, wasn't I the one that said,
yes.
Always at the block?
Silence!
The map's wrong to you, fat man. You're the only one that can sit
silent
with the code.
This is interesting.
What is it, fat man?
Mongolian hieroglyphics. My native tongue. To find exactly where the treasures lie, ask Cyclops, who has one eye.
Wait a minute. There's no guy in this cave with one eye, fat man. Maybe they know something.
Let me interrogate them.
No, let me.
But Sarge!
He remembers. He remembers my name from that old Russian bank job, Serge Kluzitsky.
Yeah.
Fat man wants to know, you got any heirs or any relatives with one eye? Oh,
Cyclops, what, Gregory!
What? What was that, what you saying? What?
Nothing.
We're up against a stone wall. They won't talk, fat man. What'll I do with them?
Oh, let them go. I beat it, and thank your lucky stars. But the fat man's in a good mood. You didn't see nothing.
No,
you don't know
no,
that now.
No, no, no.
Out.
No, no,
thank you.
Thank
you. Oh, thank you. That's it. Uncle taught the parrot to say the name of the island. It's ours.
But it's Gregory's house.
You idiot. He doesn't know it's worth millions.
Oh, quick. Let's get to him first.
We'll get in the house.
We'll get our cars.
Yes.
He's staying with the wall. Come on.
Boys, you are magnificent. Dobman, what's up with that with the Butsage?
Butsage!
Oh, shut up. Hello. Hello, is this the Y? Let me speak to Gregory Chickering.
Hey, Sarge, when you said one eye and her face is lit up, I...
All right, it's over. Hello, Gregory? Gregory, I gotta talk fast. This is Sergeant Bill. Now, hear me. I can only tell you once, I gotta catch a train back to the camp. Now, look. Your beloved cousins are on the way over there to see you. Now, look. They want that parrot. Don't ask me why they want it. But don't give it to them unless you get the rest of the estate. The house, the car, the works. Everything is yours if you pay it right.
Cabarelli, Zimmerman, Mullen, Bender?
Yeah.
That all?
That's it, Sarge.
How do you like that? Not one postcard. Not one postcard. Here I am, practically laying an inheritance in his lap. You think he would write and show his gratitude? No. You know what I think of Gregory Chickering? He's just a no-good, ungrateful...
Sarge, look!
Gregory, baby, I'm just talking about you.
Boys, I'm going to share the inheritance with all of you equally.
Is that hot?
Hot? You don't have to do that. How much did it come to? I mean, the cars, the house?
Sarge, I've been around you too long to fall for that kind of stuff.
What do you mean?
My cousin Hester blurted it out. We got 30 million coming to us.
Oh, I've got to go through all this again. Who's got a three-day pass? All right, you're Aram, a Syrian rug dealer with a secret pattern woven into a Persian rug.
You're Sarge! This parrot knows where a fortune is buried.
Yeah. You're Abdullah, secret son of a chief of the Moorish tribe.
Also seen in tonight's cast were Bruce Kirby as Gregory Chickering. Members of the family were played by Abby Lewis, Martha Greenhouse, Vern Thorpe, and Ben Lackland. Harry Bannister was the attorney.